Here in Wisconsin, organic dairy farmers have a lot figured out. Readily available manure means that their fields have plenty of nitrogen.
And multiple-year crop rotations, including perennial phases, can sequester carbon. And these phases, diverse pastures or alfalfa hay, can provide a hefty nitrogen credit.
And this delicious and diverse diet keeps the ladies happy and productive year-round.
It's a relatively closed system, with nutrients and resources cycling locally to produce benefits for all. We Wisconsinites are lucky. Most organic grain farmers in the U.S. lack the cow power to benefit from these localized nutrient cycling systems. Most grain farmers have to import nutrients to keep their fields healthy. And as the demand for organic feed and food-grade grain increases, so does the dependence on trucked-in manure and other nutrients, which can be expensive and inefficient. So the question arises, how can we transition more U.S. grain farmers to organic production in a way that promotes healthy, self-sufficient systems and soil regeneration? As with all good questions, the answers are many. Several factors need to be addressed to bring the broader organic grain sector nearer to the closed system success of organic dairies. One challenge facing organic field crops relates to carbon. According to the National Organic Program's Crop Rotation Practice Standard, farmers are required to implement a crop rotation that maintains or builds soil organic matter, controls pests, conserves nutrients, and protects against erosion. It's a tall order, especially for farmers that depend on tillage and cultivation to control weeds. In the Midwest, many organic grain farmers employ a simplified rotation, corn, soybean, and wheat or another small grain.
Research at the Wisconsin Integrated Cropping Systems Trial, or WICST, found that this rotation often loses soil carbon, in part due to the tillage necessary to prepare a seedbed and control weeds. There has been a lot of headway made to reduce soil disruption in organic production, much of it done by those sitting in the room with you right now. Cover crop-based reduced tillage system like this rye that will have soybeans planted into it in the spring eliminate the need for cultivation or tillage in the production year.
But strategies to build carbon in organic systems and reduce the tillage and intensive annual cropping that releases it require much more attention from researchers, policymakers, and bold, innovative farmers to create ever more resilient organic cropping systems. The second challenge in organic field crop production is nitrogen. The same corn-soy-wheat rotation that lost carbon in the WICS trials was also found to be chronically nitrogen deficient. In the beginning, a legume cover crop was frost-seeded into the winter wheat to provide nitrogen for the following corn phase. But, after a decade of this simple rotation, soil nitrogen levels in these trial plots were significantly lower than in the check strip, where manure was fall-applied before the corn phase. The yield difference between the manured strip and the legume cover crop was in the neighborhood of 20 bushels per acre.
But what about Midwestern farmers that don't have cheap and easy access to manure, or a reason to plant carbon-sequestering, nitrogen-fixing perennials like this alfalfa? Should they be allowed to ruminate on their own deficiencies? We don't think so.
Targeted plant breeding for legume cover crops adapted to northern climates is required to support organic grain producers.
Though they're bred for the south, sun hemp or cowpeas like these can be bred for quick growth to fix nitrogen in the space between a small grain harvest and a killing frost. Austrian winter pea, planted here with an oat nurse crop, could be bred for winter hardiness to provide a nitrogen-rich alternative to hairy vetch.
With a greater focus on breeding nitrogen-fixing, fast-growing, cold-hardy cover crops, Midwestern organic grain growers could have on-farm nutrient cycling systems comparable to those that employ our bovine brethren. Changes in agricultural policy are necessary to support this effort. Right now, taking a field out of corn or soy to plant a year or two of alfalfa, pasture, or other cover to build up carbon or nitrogen in the soil means taking a loss for most farmers. Enhanced incentives could make a season devoted to cover cropping a more attractive option. Funding research and plant breeding for improved varieties of cover crops would help maximize the benefit of such a long rotation. A Midwestern organic grain farmer put it this way, "We need to find ways to re-diversify our landscape. Livestock integration, longer rotations, improved leguminous cover crops, and robust incentives for practices that build soil carbon and nitrogen are not the only ways to build diversity.
But they can help farmers close that nutrient loop without trucking in the poop. And that is a goal worth working towards."